I woke up this morning having such a brilliant idea, and that is for the next 7 days, I'm going to be putting myself on a creative experiment. And the title came to me, and it's not very brilliant, and it's not very on brand, but I don't give a shit. It's called the What the Fuck I Want experiment. Now, what is the What the Fuck I Want experiment? It is an experiment where I will try to be as playful, unbothered, alive, joyful, and just creative as I can. Now, why this experiment and why now? Because if you've been along for the ride, you know that I changed a couple of things in my business in January 2026, and it's not a pivot. I didn't pivot. I didn't change my positioning. I didn't change like everything. I stripped back everything to the core of my work, which is identity shifts, while at the same time adding in new angles. So new topics like self-expression, fashion, design, creativity that we're going to be using, looking at while going through identity shifts in our businesses. So I took the whole identity shift conversation that I used to work on with my clients on the topic of career transition in the B2C landscape. I took the whole conversation to the B2B landscape because a lot of entrepreneurs are going through the exact same thing. And what I noticed is that whether you're going through an identity shift as an entrepreneur or whether you're going through an identity shift like AKA a career transition, because a big career transition is an identity shift as a B2C girl, like as an employee, it's the same principles. It's the same thing. It's the same dynamics, the same principles, and it's the same pathway to transformation, which is ... You are so much more likely to act your way into a new way of being than you are to try to desperately think yourself or think your way into a new way of acting. And that has been the mantra of the Female Purpose brand since day one. Now, in the last 4 months, so January to April 2026, I've been working on a lot of new things behind the scenes. And I realized I get so caught up in my head about it. So the other day, I was supposed to launch a low-ticket challenge. It was going to run for 21 days, and I had it all figured out. I had the landing page. I had the, you know, sales page. I had the juicy assets. I had the perfect copywriting. I had everything done. And I couldn't make myself launch it. So there I was, sitting at my desk, like, saying to myself, well, I cannot publish it. I cannot promote it. Now, what had happened, and this is just for context, I realized that I've been sabotaging myself because I was still operating in an old mindset, in an old structure, which I have grown out of like years ago, which is follow this formula, launch like this, do this, do that, have this branding, say this so that they buy. Well, while those are things you need to be learning as a beginner, like we all know that, like in the beginning when you found a business, yes, you need to know the basics. Yes, you need to know how psychology-backed marketing works. Yes, you need to know how to do a launch. Yes, you need to know all of that. But that is like, I'm past that. Like that's just, I'm not that person anymore. And a lot of women listening aren't that person anymore either, because you are grown up business women. You know how to post, launch, do all these kind of things. Now, what happens when you try to step out of that? And I see a lot of women trying to do that. Like, especially in times of identity shifts, or if you want to, you know, if you've gone through a brand evolution, then you want to step out of that. You want to ditch the formulas. You want to do it your way, but it can be so hard. Why? Because you've been marinated in all of these strategies for years. And so I see a lot of women, including myself, wanting to step out of the 5-step framework launch, but then ending up in the same sort of thing. And it's fascinating, and it's sabotaging your growth. because you do not need the frameworks at some point anymore. It's the same with music. If you learned the basic chords, if you learned like the this is a C chord and this is how I do this and this, like the or language, if you've learned the basic vocabulary, well, then you're the next step is to speak. You should be speaking freely. You shouldn't be like, oh, let me have a look in my vocabulary book, because now we like, it's the same principles in business. Once the foundation is there, you're up for, you know, the creative, how do you say that in English? Like the part in theater or in any performance where you're just like freestyling. It's like a surfer on the wave just doing what the fuck he wants on the wave. He doesn't need to know like the basics, like, okay, how do I paddle on my stomach? Like, he's done all that. So long story short, because I want to keep this podcast very short and on point for you, I realized I've been massively sabotaging myself in the last 4 months by keeping myself busy with a lot of projects in my drawer. And at the same time, when I looked at them, when they were finished, they were just pretty much the same. So same, same, but different, with a new branding and a new, not even new branding, but with a new packaging around it. But it was basically the same structure. So I ditched the product. I didn't launch it this Monday. And so this week I got so into my head about, well, what do I want to do instead? Like, okay, if it's not this, if this doesn't make you feel alive, if that is just like same, same, but different, if I just caught myself, like shitting myself, honestly, like betraying myself in a like really sneaky way, and it happens to the best people. Well, what do I want to do instead? How do I want to launch? And like, I don't even want to launch anymore, but how do I want to be running my business instead? Like, what is the next big thing? And I realized this week, it's been so sticky. Like, I've been in my office, I've been changing things, I've been doing even more sports, I've been walking the talk, like, I've been doing everything I would tell you if you were my client, which is double down on energetics, go to sleep early, do more sports, meet with wonderful people. I've been doing that all week, by the way. And just be in a good energy and then, you know, take it from there. But the thing is, it like nothing showed up for me. Like it was so sticky. And I was like, I feel like I'm back on square one, which is so not true. Like you're never back on square one as an entrepreneur. That's just bullshit. You've always evolved. But sometimes it can feel like that. So long story short, I decided this morning, today it's Friday, and I don't even know the date. Let me check. It's the 8th of May, 2026. I decided this morning, okay, I'm just going to give myself a fucking break. I'm just going to do for 1 week what the fuck I want. I'm not going to get into my head about what I need to be launching next. I'm not going to get into my head about content. I'm not going to get into my head about, okay, this has to have this form, so then this strategy, and I need to launch a low ticket offer first, and then it's going to sell my mastermind or blah, 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 all these tactics and rules. And also, I'm not going to put myself in a rule box, or how to say that. I'm not going to box myself in myself either, because a lot of times we think, well, it's the industry and it's everything out there and it's the things we consume that make us, you know, box ourselves in. But let me ask you this. How many times are you boxing yourself in yourself? Like, where are you telling yourself that you're supposed to be doing it like this? Or you're supposed to be niching down like that? Well, a lot of times, probably. And that is nothing to be ashamed of. It's just human. And it's a way of trying to control things. Like in my career, and I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years now, the phases where I tried to, you know, stick to the formulas were always the phases when I was the most insecure myself. Because when we're insecure, we try to cling on to strategies. We go to a profile of somebody telling us that that's the way you're supposed to make content to make your business grow. Because if you don't follow this hook, this formula, this strategy, this launch, then you will not be making money, which is it's like the biggest bullshit I've ever heard. But it works. Why? Because if you address uncertain people, people that haven't found their own entrepreneurial identity yet, well, you're going to have a room full of people wanting to follow the formulas because it feels safe. It feels so safe to be following a formula that somebody else has, you know, named as proven, because then you're outsourcing your own creative genius. You're outsourcing a bit of your responsibility, and it feels like you're controlling the result, but actually you're giving away a bit of your responsibility. And there's nothing wrong about that. There's a season for everything. And we've all started with the frameworks. We all started with the basic marketing rules because that's how you start your business. But I want to invite you to join me for the what the fuck I want experiment. And you can hear it in my voice. I'm very excited about it myself. So if you want to join the experiment, well, do one thing. Stop this episode, slide down to the show notes, and join me on my Instagram profile at Female Purpose. So female as the woman and purpose in one word. Join me on Instagram because I'm going to be sharing more about the experiment and what I'm going to do, because I'm, of course, going to change things up for the next 7 days. So join me in that. Keep my stories in mind. And I'm so glad if you want to, you know, be along for the ride, if you want to do something like that yourself. And I'm just curious about what this is going to do. This is not a strategic podcast episode. This is not even a strategic challenge where I have in mind, oh, if I do this and it works for me, I'm going to sell it afterwards. No, it's a playful experiment in order to make myself get out of my head, be playful again, create from my genius, not from the rules, because there are no rules in business, honestly not. And I'm just curious what it would do. So if you're interested in that, and if you want to join me, if you want to get inspired, and if you want to do something similar with yourself, well, just meet me at Female Purpose over on Instagram, and let's do this.